Praise the Lord. Amen. You glad to be in God's house this morning? Amen. Well, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer this morning. Precious Lord, we thank you so much, Father, once again for bringing us to your house, Lord. And we can just gather in your name, Father, and hear from you and receive what you have for us, Lord. We pray you bless your people throughout this day, Lord Jesus. And we invite you now, Lord, just to take control, have preeminence. Lord, help me to say the things you want me to say. And Lord, the things that shouldn't be said, may those things not be said. Lord, we love you. Bless the rest of the service. Bless our pastor, Lord Jesus, on this special day. We thank you. Thank you for his life. Thank you for his service, Lord Jesus. We commit the rest of this service into your hands in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I thank the Lord. It's been a minute, it seems, since I've been before you. And always honored, always nervous. My kids were asking me, well, what makes you nervous? Well, that it flows. That's the key. You know, and I always pray, you know, Lord, what do you want me to say? How can I say it? You put it all together. So that's what I'm praying this morning the Lord will do as we talk about Financial Jubilee, part 13, debt-free. Amen. And I was, you know, thinking this morning, you know, as I was praying and just kind of preparing, you know, I thank God that he made me free. You know, he paid a price for me when I was 21 years old, when I accepted that. Freed me from habits, from sin, what I thought was freedom. You know, I thought it was free. I thought I was free, especially growing up in this message. I thought I was free to listen to what I wanted to listen to, do what I wanted to do, hang out with who I wanted to hang out. And man, I remember coming into what I thought was that type of freedom. Like, man, I'm getting older. I'm getting, I can do what I want to. Dad is not as strong as he used to be. You know, hey, we can handle this. You know, and certainly that sin just started accumulating. And but God, amen. He made the difference all together. All right, it's my first time using this. So let's see if we can get this going. All right, so, you know, we have talked about, you know, we spent a lot of time on Financial Jubilee, so I hope and pray that you have been working on it, you know, and pressing on. I've enjoyed the testimonies that I've gotten from some of you, the victories that you've had, and I thank the Lord for that, you know, and I also heard some of the struggles that some of you have had, but I like to say now, I'm not the debt police, so no tickets coming from me. But I do hope through the word of God that you can see something that will give you the inspiration that you need on this journey. Amen. The word says, for which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Less happily, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. My. So it's counting the cost to everything that we do, you know, and building on that foundation that God has started in your life. You know, when God got a hold of me, you know, I didn't understand everything and still continuing to learn because we're building something in this day. We're building something. You know, it's not just God getting a hold of us and that's it. He's building something in us, all of us. And we have to take our time. We got to slow things down. I like to think of our prophet, you know, we talked about the Indian hunter that he was hunting with, and Brother Brenham was real hyped up, you know, trying to get to the top of the mountain where the elk was. That's what he wanted to get there. And the Indian was saying, you know, you got to slow down. And Brother Brenham like, oh, we got to keep going. He said he slowed down a little bit. The Indian was saying that was still too fast. He said he started walking. The Indian was like, that's still too fast. And Brother Brenham, I love to hear him say it. He said, the elk is up there. That's what he told the Indian. And the Indian told him, they're elk born there. They've been there. And he said, you know what? That he had some right truth in that. And he told him, he said, look, the Indian said, you got to walk them once and look them nine times. Amen. And that just tells us to slow things down. You know, our life can get so out of cater. We get into chaos. And sometimes it becomes like you can't undo it, but for the grace of God. So we have to slow down. We don't have to be in a rush with the Lord. That's one wonderful thing about the Lord. And we can learn what he wants from us to build on this foundation that he has for us. You know, we're building something in the Lord. You know, we know the precious promises that he has for us. We're building towards something, and we have to learn how to build. As we talked about last time, counting the cost, and if you go back and listen to that, you know, planning your spending, being slow enough to understand it, and the world is designed to make it very complicated. You know, but a simple plan, I talked about last time, if your cash and your money is out of cater, simple way, get the cash out the bank. Put it in an envelope for the categories of expenses that you have. Take the cash out of the envelope. When the envelope is empty, stop spending. Man, if you did that from when you were young, my. But see, that's how simple God is with his word. It's a very simple plan, but the devil comes along and makes things very complicated. Makes it very complicated. And God wants us to rest in the simplicity of his word. That's his desire, to rest in the simplicity of his word. But we have an enemy that we have to fight that's bringing all kind of different voices, different conversations, different thoughts. That's his goal, to try to bring along something that's more complicated until you get lost in it. But remember that plan. Remember a simple plan. Anything that works that allows you to not spend more than you make is the start of the journey when you're talking about money. That's the start of it. I was telling the kids the other day, you know, and I'm sure I've said it before, you know, I was 16 years old, went into, I think it was JCPenney's or Sears. They had a $250 VCR. I didn't have a dime, but they told me they have credit cards. I was like, okay. I signed up, told me you are approved. Man, I felt like, oh my goodness, whew, I am growing up. Man, I brought that $250 VCR home. Oh man, I thought it was golden. I don't know what happened to it, but and I don't know if I paid it off. But that goes to show that was the devil's tactic, getting me started in the wrong direction. So, you know, why financial jubilee? You know, what, why, how? Hearing, recognizing, and acting, that's what it's about. You know, and I always talk about financial jubilee, and you might say, John, why, you know, you seem to bring this all the time, because I think it's something that we spend all our life dealing with. And I think if we can see what God is trying to say in it, then we can see it in the bigger picture. I think young people can see it, old people can see it, middle age, anybody can see it. And you can see what God is intending for us. And we can learn how to fight on this journey of money and with the greater things that God has for us. So financial jubilee, when the trumpet sounded, every man could go free if he wanted to go free. So we're free in our finances. We're free in this word of God. If we want to go free, if we want to go free, that's very important. But we are free, and that's the message that God is telling us, that we're free. You know, and I think God has done something very special in this church. I mean, it's one of the only churches that I heard that the pastor put the church and offered them to go through learning about Dave Ramsey and his teachings and things like that. And that to me is amazing. So why God has done this here for this church? Why? Because God has a plan. He has a very special plan, and we can take that and receive that. He wants us to know we're free in all areas of our life. Amen. Why is that important? If we can be faithful in the unrighteous thing like money, then God will commit to us true riches. Right. Amen. And that's the journey. We want those true riches. I mean, we have an amazing message with promises of true riches. We see the examples in the Word of God. We know what God is trying to do. He's trying to prepare a bride for himself, that we can be so close to him when he comes to give us that true and full revelation. We're that close that the shadow becomes the hand. That's what he says. So he's trying to prepare us in all areas of our life. So we want those true riches. That's what I'm after, the true riches that God has promised for all of us. Amen. But how are we going to do it? I wish it was easy. I wish you didn't have to train, and I wish you didn't have to fight. But you do. And that's one thing, being around this message all my life, you know, I've seen two sides of it. There's one side that talks about this rest, and it almost feels like you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything but rest. But I can tell you, if you're thinking about rest in that way, you're thinking about the world side of rest. This is not a cruise ship, as Brother Wade always says. It's not that kind of rest where you put your feet up and, hey, God is going to get me out of all of this. I don't need to learn anything. My, you are in a world of trouble. No, you have to train and you have to fight. Amen. And I learned that after coming to this word, after being free from my sins, there was a lot and still a lot I have to learn. Every day, training and learning. We have to train and we learn, have to learn. And our prophet says, and so an army, first in getting ready for battle, first they've got to be selected, some soldiers. They've got to be dressed for fighting. They've got to be trained for fighting. Amen. That's him telling us that we've got to be trained. We got to be dressed. And guess what? You've been selected. You all have been selected for this battle. So we can train. Amen. Now, there is a rest. There's a rest in God's promises. That's where we're resting and believing. But we have to fight our way through this world and become overcomers in this world. But we do believe in his word as the rest. That is the rest that it's talking about. But not on this life's journey. No, no, no. It's a fight. Every day. All the time. And the word says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. She's prepared. She's gotten herself ready. What God brings in your path, he wants you to learn and grow and to overcome and to make yourself ready. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. I just want to pause and thank the Lord for something my wife and I. You know, it was years ago that she made herself ready. It's this week. She made herself ready to be my bride. I wasn't there. She was staying with her mom in the hotel and getting prepared. And I thank God. I want to just recognize the Lord gave us 25 years of marriage. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. That's his grace. And we both come from broken backgrounds and, you know, all the stats are stacked against us. Tell you, they're stacked against us, but not with him.
Right.
Amen. But we have to overcome.
Right.
Amen. Right. Both her and I, we fight. We try not to fight each other, but we fight. We fight to overcome all of the train, all of the garbage, the background, all of the strains. It's almost like a daily thing we deal with because it's in us. You know, we've seen it. We've seen family members walk away, marriages broken on all sides. That's what we see. That's almost normal.
Right. Right.
So by God's grace, we're creating new patterns by his grace. So I'm rejoicing in the fact that the Lord gave me 25 years of marriage. That's his grace. Amen. To have done that. And that's everything. See, we are indebted because of our past. You know, not just my parents. They come with a history. With a bad history, past, we all come from that. History coming on down, strains, genes, all this stuff. All the way back to our mom Eve. All the way back, all of us, and that's in us, and that's what we're trying to overcome in this hour. All of the things. So when we get born again, that's the beginning. That is the beginning. You're now entering into the fight to overcome. Amen. To rest in his word. But to train and learn and apply it to make ourselves ready, amen, for that hour that we know we're that close to. So it's time to get ready in all areas of our life.
Amen.
Amen. That's why this one scripture means so much to me. Clean your lives up. Pay your debts. Oh, no, man. Jesus says, get all things off your hand. Get everything right. Make ready. Get ready. Remember, in the name of the Lord, something is fixing to happen.
Right.
Amen. The time is now to make ready, get ready, clean your lives up.
Right.
Amen. Get it to where it's simple enough that you can have this peace in your life to serve God, to ask him, Lord, reveal more to me, and you have some space for him to reveal more to you. Amen. We need that space. Amen. Not only all of the negative stuff that's been stacked against us, but think about the things that we should be building on. Amen. All of the history, everything has come down to this hour. All of the wisdom, all of the word, our prophet, his message, all of it has come right down to today. Amen. We've never been here today, any of us, but here we are with this revealed word, these promises all stacked. Amen, that we can take advantage of.
Yes.
Amen, I told you last time as I'm building on my family and where my dad comes from and slavery. My granddad was a slave and we're building on all of that.
Right.
Amen, so when I see God moving, it gives me strength that I don't have to go out and apply for this debt and get this debt and do this. No, I already got so much. Lord, let me handle these great things that you've already given me. The fact that I have a wife for 25 years. Lord, let me handle that. Let me enjoy that by your grace. Why do I need a car on debt when I have this? When I have kids that are doing the best that they can by God's grace, and they're still there, they still listen, they still want to be home. Praise God. Lord Jesus, I don't have time to sign up for this or that, this debt. No. Lord, I have time to get on my knees and pray for my children. I don't need anything complicated in my life. I need it as simple as God can have it so I can make ready and get ready. And that's what we all need to do. Make ready. Get ready. We know something is happening. But the devil has so many things around us that we're so crowded and clouded that we can't get to that freedom. Amen. But God wants us to be free. Amen. And that's why I believe our prophet brought this, say, pay your debts, get it right, make ready. Amen. And I'd say, come on, you got something to do. God, just don't poke things down your neck. You've got to believe it. You've got to do some fighting. See, that's the fight to believe it. You're fighting to believe these promises that God has given us. And I believe that as you fight, God gives you things to let you see, yes, he's at work. So I'm a firm believer. If you apply these financial principles, you see God working. He starts stacking and you start saying, oh, Lord, you are true. You're true to all your promises. Amen. That's what I tell my kids and my son, and seeing him see God move in his life. I'm like, praise the Lord. So you're seeing the world is a liar. The devil is a liar. God is truth. He wants the best thing for everybody. He doesn't want you to have the broke down things and everything all broke. That's not his goal. His goal is for you to have the best as long as you can manage the best for his glory. That's his desire. But we got to believe it, and we got to fight to keep that type of mentality. Remember the principles. God owns it all. He owns it. He controls it. He provides it. Do we believe that? Do we believe that he really owns it, he controls it, he provides it? If we really believe that, then we should never have to enter into debt. We shouldn't have to do that if we truly believe it. Now, that's not easy in this world. I know it's not easy in this world because it says like, oh, my goodness, maybe it's changed. Maybe God has changed. You know, and the world has gotten so complicated, God can't deal with it anymore. We got to kind of go the world's way. Do we think that? I used to think that. I actually remember coming up in a message home, and I had brothers and sisters, and not just money, but we would talk. Like, you know, that you used to could maintain your purity. You used to, but it's not like that anymore. You know, you used to could do these type of thing and keep your life clean, but it's kind of too complicated now. So we kind of have to compromise a little bit more and go the way the world goes. God understands. No, his word is here. The precious promises, the true riches that he has for us. That hasn't changed. That's why you can come along and says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Letting you know I don't change. My word is true, not to keep you bound, but to keep you actually free. That's what he wants you to do, to see him in everything. Amen. So he's faithful with his part. It's our part we run into the trouble. We are stewards. We got to be diligent. We got to be faithful. That's what's required of us. Avoid debt like the curse. The blessing of the Lord and maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. We have to avoid this thing. Amen. And I don't stand here, you know, proud. I made many mistakes. Many. And in every way made mistakes. Amen. And I had to learn. I had to overcome. I had to grow. And again, I'm still learning, still overcoming. But once I started learning what God wants from us, that's what I tried to avoid. So I know debt is a terrible thing. God does not want that for his people. If we've made mistakes, there is a way out. And I thank God because this message is packed with vitamins to help us get out of things that we get ourselves tangled up into. Amen. Praise God. No, the world is full of it. Advertisements and television, radio, newspapers, and the American people fall for such as that. And if the American people fall for such as that, amen. We have to learn. we got to learn. And with the word of God, and every day he's preaching, he's bringing the word of God to us, you know, it's up to us to apply it. Okay. And then we should be feeling something if we're still alive. And that's what I said, you know, Brother Dale bringing the church through financial peace from Dave Ramsey and things like that. And, you know, all of this, you know, it's up to us to apply. It's up to us to say, you know what, you know, I may have made some mistakes, but I'm going forward. I'm done. And Lord, help me with the mistakes I have made. Okay. Amen. And that's the same thing in every area of your life, in everything. You know, you make mistakes, kids make mistakes, all those types of things. But you can get to a point by God's grace and say, you know what? No more. No more. Lord, I'm going to start fighting. I'm going to start proving you in your word, Lord. Lord, is your way better? You know, we shouldn't be afraid of this word. You know, I like to tell my wife this. If your product is good, you don't have to be worried. You know, and it seems the world is trying to make us feel worried. Even for our children, as if what we have is not good. It's great. It's wonderful. You know, and that is the message that we need to bring, that we are free. Daddy is free. And nothing is going to steal my joy. Okay? Nothing is going to steal my joy, because who gave it? God gave it to me. So I'm happy. Yes, the only concern I have for my children, let me tell you, is that they don't get to see the blessings that God has for them. That's it. Because I know it's better. I know it's a better way. I know it is the way. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What did that mean? In every single thing, you're not going to find better advice from God, but from God. There is nothing you can seek better on how to live, how to have your marriage, how to raise your children, how to walk in this journey from youth to death, but through this word of God. There is no way. There is no better way. He's safe in concluding, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Done deal. Right. You can spend your life searching. You're going to come right back. Yes, sir. So it's up to us as parents, or those who are a little bit more seasoned, to hold steady, hold strong. Hey, man, challenge, fight yourself. I know it gets you down, and you see these things of children and family. And, oh, no, let them see mama and daddy, we good. We got something that's precious. You can only go, but you're going to come right back because it's good. Hey, man, we sad for you. We ain't sad. We're not down in the dumps. No. We want you to have it too. Hey, man, we have billions. That's how I feel with this journey and this word. We have billions. Why are we worried? Why? But that's the devil's goal, to put your word aside. Your kids don't have nothing to look at. You're sad. You're down in the dumps. No wonder they can walk off somewhere else, because they get you caught up in this little twist instead of, no, daddy's fine. I love you. This word is true, kids. That's it. Are we happy? We enjoying dinner. Amen. Praise God. We're not down. Amen. We are winning people by his grace. We have won through Jesus Christ. Amen. The money, God, we talked a little bit about this. You get your income. You give for tithes. You should. Your taxes. Your living debt. That comes into picture on the journey early. Top section is what we call short-term money plans. The bottom section is the long-term money plans. And most people never get there, because the enemy has a tactic and he tries to get you right there. You start living in your debt. You start balancing. You get right caught up in there, and you may spend the rest of your life never able to get to what we call true investing, where you can do things with money that's very different. Okay, and that's the same way with the word of God. If the devil can get us caught up and we become ineffective in our walk, born-again believers, but ineffective, caught up in this trap, can never get to the things that God can use you in a way that you may not even can imagine today. Amen. And we have to come to something. We have to come to something that God has promised us, that we know we're in some type of hour where we manifest what we've been talking about for years. Amen. And that's the same thing with money. If we can get through that and avoid that and get out of that, then we can get to somewhere with money. And again, it's just an example of the precious promises that we can get to in the Lord. God's GPS on debt. He says, owe no man but to love one another, for he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant, slave to the lender. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give thee rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. Amen. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Amen. Look what God intended for the Jews in that scripture, Deuteronomy 28. He said, hey, I'm going to bless the work of your hands. He wanted the Jews to stand out as a special people where God is doing the providing. And there being that example that the world can look to. And it's no different for us today. God intends for us to stand out as a special people, not caught up with the way of the world, showing that God provides.
Right.
Amen. Showing that we have this joy. We have everything we have need of. That's what he wants the world to see.
Right.
Amen. And in order to do that, remember, we got to train and we got to fight to do it.
Right.
Amen. Debt lies, the world is full of it. Visa says it's all it takes. Visa also says it's all you need. Discover says it pays to discover. MasterCard, you can imagine what that's already about. It masters you. So you have to avoid the way of the world. And these are small things now. You just get on the internet, you can find some of everything. My son and I, we always joke about it now and talk. We actually went to a meeting and they were yelling. They said, OPM, that's the way to do it. OPM means other people's money. You know, and they were saying, chant, OPM, OPM, say it. That's the only way, OPM. My goodness, other people's money. So him and I joke about it because now he got some wisdom. He's like, my goodness. I can't believe they're saying that. Amen. So it's full of it. And all of the tactics are there. The devil's job is to get you looking at one thing that you may lack, forgetting about everything that you have, and making you doubt that you can get the things that you lack. That's his goal. I told him, I said, hey, most of the time, and we don't argue, we don't hurt about anybody, you know, we understand. We understand. A lot of times we just don't believe. Don't believe we can get to it. Don't believe we can save enough money to get to the car that we want. We don't believe it. Maybe God is, don't bless me like that. So I got to go to MasterCard or this car dealer with a loan because I don't believe, for me, it don't come that way. I got to go this way. No, don't believe those lies. And man, if the devil got that lie, then you know God has his truth on the other side. And that's where you got to fight to hold on to that. All right, as we come down, I wanted to share this path to being debt-free, vitamin-packed from our prophet. I love the word of God because it's full of everything that you have need of. So as we get ready to close, I want to give you these vitamins from the message of the hour. Amen. Our prophet says, I went thousands of dollars in debt and paid it back at a dollar a week, but by God's grace, I've got it paid. Amen. So we can apply the pattern from the prophet. Amen. It's so wonderful. Praise God. Getting debt free. It's in Christ's reveal in his own word. And you can go back. You can go and listen to experts. But I'm telling you, it is lined up. It's jammed packed in this message. Brother Burnham says, as my duty to God, I owe him my tithes. I want to pay him my tidings first. Amen. So you got to continue to give and honor the true master. Even if you're in debt, you still need to pay your tithes. Then my next duty is to pay my debt. Before spending, investing, pay your debts. Pay your debts. Now he's going to give you how, because you're like, well, I still got to pay my bill. Yes. If you can't pay, you know, more than 25 cents on that bill each paid payday. Every income should receive a portion, should be dedicated to paying off that debt. Every piece, if it's just 25 cents. That's all I have after my bills. I got 25. Yep, that needs to go before I start getting something else that I want. Pay that portion. Says, I'll come by and tell you about it. I'll tell you, if I can't do it this time, never run from your creditors, run towards them. Tell them, you're nothing to hide. You're doing the best that you can. Tell them, I got a little bit this time. Hey, I'll pay you. But you're talking, you're sharing, you're talking about it. Now, by the help of God, I paid out every bit of it. Amen. Notice he said, by the help of God, pray for God's help. And in time, it will be repaid. Amen. Pray for his help. Just set your goal. Set the target. I want to do this, Lord. I want to free myself up. I want to be free. I need your help. He's there to help. You can't pay him. Go tell him. Say, I owe you and I'm going to pay you. There you go. And remember, it's on God's books, too, you know, that you do. Amen. Remember, he said, you can't just walk away from these things. He said, the wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and give it. Our prophet is saying it's on God's books too. That's why he's saying clean your lives up, pay your debts, get everything right, make ready, get ready. He's telling you. He says, I'm trying to for myself and for all of us together, try to be ready, for we know we're getting near something. He says, I'm trying. I'm telling you I'm trying for myself, trying for all of you. And we're all trying together. Amen. Amen. That's why I love the testimonies of the people come and say, hey, you know what? I'm out of debt. Amen. This is the last thing I got. It's like, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's what we want to be with the word of God, just encouraging each other. Right. Like, amen, I'm pressing on. You know, hey, how are your kids doing? I'm praying for your kids. Pray for mine. Amen. We know it's a battle. We don't have to be perfect. We're not perfect. None of us. He is perfect. Amen. So we can be ourselves and say, hey, pray for one another. Let's get through this. We're in this together by God's grace. So we want to be ready when the coming of the Lord is drawing so nigh now. We want to be ready for that great hour. Don't continue living in bondage. Getting free from debt is getting ready for his coming. Our Lord wants you with no financial liens to another. I believe that. Right. I believe the Lord wants us where we are free people.
Yes.
We're free people. We're not tied down to anything. We don't owe anyone anything. And we're ready. Ready to go.
Right.
Amen. That's what God's desire for all of us.
Yes.
The musicians can get ready to come on up. You know, and that's truly what he's doing. Trying to get us free. Trying to get us ready for this hour that we live in. We're down to the end. We know that.
Amen.
And by God's grace, I want us to be able to see him in everything, you know, to see the view, not from the world's view, you know. And that's part of what I enjoy about Financial Jubilee. I know the young people coming up, you know, and money is just like it could be sometimes everything. But I believe if they can see God working in these areas of their life, it gives them confidence in this word of God that we have. If he can do it in this little thing of mammon, money, little thing, then he can do it in the greater things. And if I can get that across to all of us and remind myself of that all the time, that God is faithful, he set us free, he brought us all together. My. And in conclusion, he says, we are free from sin. Amen. We're free from the shackles. We are free from habits. We are free from smoking, drinking, carousing, because the Son of God has raised from the grave and has broke every fetter. My God, we are free people. Praise his name. All condemnation. Think about this word is setting us free. Condemnation is gone. We can stand as free people. The debt has been paid. The penalty is paid. The sins are washed away and we are free. Oh, we are free people. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.